This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
It is Iron Bowl week, and we've got to check in with former Auburn head football coach and athletic director Pat Dye to get his thoughts about the upcoming game. Coach, good morning. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. Thank you. It was more than I didn't know the coach. I've been riding around for the football. It's going to finish off these measures, making them turn. It's been a beautiful weekend coming up.
It is going to be a fabulous weekend coming up, and you're right, Coach. It is a beautiful, beautiful morning. Did you what'd you take out of Auburn's game against Louisiana Monroe on Saturday?
Well, it's not going to turn football from here to start. It wasn't what you would like to have, but you know, we got it playing. And, you know, I just.
Coach, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if there's something wrong with your phone or whatnot, but.
Well, I got out of my truck, moving some limbs. The wind came through overnight, the limbs down. I was leaning down, picking them up, moving them.
I hear you.
Is that better now?
Yes, sir. Yes,
that
sir.
Is better, yeah. I can hear you now.
Well, I apologize.
No problem.
That's all right.
No
sweat. That's all right. With the Louisiana Monroe game as a tune-up now for Auburn, appraise Auburn's position, a level of play, level of readiness getting into Iron Bowl week.
It's hard to get a team to play. It's hard to get a team ready to play like Auburn against Louisiana Monroe to start with. And it's hard to get a team ready to play 11 times at a peak. And you know, what you hope is that we didn't actually go backwards, and that we'll bounce back and have a great week of practice. And I think we will. Knowing the kids, I would expect the same kind of effort, same kind of mindset we had when we played Georgia. And hopefully, you know, it's Thanksgiving, and I hope the students will come back this Saturday, because you know they got to come back for the ball game if they come back, and some of them probably go to ball games when they're in town here because they don't have anything else to do. It may not be that big a fan, but we need that student body here. And the fans in the same emotional pitch that we had when they played Georgia. And, you know, you say what you want to, but the players feed off of that. And it goes back and forth. Fans feed off the players feed off the fans. And we're going to need everything we got if we expect to have a chance against Alabama. We got to play better than we played all year long, and you know what? I wouldn't expect anything less than mm-hmm. that, because of the game and what it means to both teams, and we don't get to play this game every year on the same circumstances. In fact, we haven't played this game under these circumstances since 13. But it's nice, and it's a great thing for the state of Alabama to have two teams that still have a chance to go to the playoff. And of course, Alabama's been there every year except the years we went. Nothing new to them.
Coach, talk a little bit about, maybe some of our younger listeners need a history lesson of what it took, what you had to go through, maybe some of the resistance you got from the other side. Obviously, that was the case to bring this game to Auburn. It wasn't the easiest thing in the world, I would imagine.
Well, it really wasn't that hard. I think probably as much as anything, it was a mindset, and you can understand this. Alabama administration and Alabama people, they didn't want us to dictate where the game was played. And we did. But it was our home game. But look what it's done for both schools. I mean, it's done as much for Alabama as it has for Auburn.
I think that's fair. I think that's exactly right.
And look at the infrastructure in and around the stadium in Tuscaloosa now. And the home game experience that you have there, tailgating and socializing and so forth. You couldn't do that in Birmingham. And the other thing is that Alabama in the past history, and there's a reason for it. I won't go into all that, but you had played all your big games in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
You played Notre Dame and Southern Cal, and, you know, all of them, and Tennessee and Georgia, LSU, you played them in Birmingham. And so you didn't have any real home field advantage and tradition when you started playing them all in Tuscaloosa. Now you have developed it over the years that Coach Saban has been there, the home field advantage, and the Alabama crowd responds, it's been a great thing for Alabama, and it's certainly been a great thing for Auburn.
No question.
And I wish we had to. We need some kind of way if we had to play Alabama or Georgia twice in the. Georgia had to come here twice. We need to go to Georgia twice to get the game on a different, coming in here on a different year than we play in Alabama here. I don't know how they managed to screw that up like they did, but they did.
Yeah, they did.
Well, I mean, that makes no sense for us to play Alabama and Georgia both at home in the same year. I mean, from an economic standpoint, the Alabama game sells season tickets. Same thing
That's
is true with the Georgia game.
Mm-hmm.
And those are our two biggest games. I wish we would still do like Coach Saban wants to do, is go to 9 games, and we go to East John.
Yes, sir.
We didn't play Alabama from 1908 to 1948.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have the tradition of playing Alabama every year.
Mm-hmm.
We had the tradition of playing Tennessee and Georgia Tech Georgia and Florida every year.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
And nobody considered that when they split the conference.
Yeah, I'm with you, Coach. I think the 9 games, I don't get it. Now, I know a lot of these other coaches in some of the, Mississippi schools or Kentucky and Vanderbilt are thinking, nope, we don't want 9 because we want to play some of these easy games so we can get enough to go to a bowl game. I mean, I get it, but I don't know why.
Well, here's another thing. It's unfair to the fans.
Oh, yes, sir, I agree.
And Coach, I realized students had gone home. But our student section was empty Saturday. I bet you we didn't have 3,000 students in the student section Saturday because they'd all gone home. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how the crowd was in Tuscaloosa. I don't know whether they had let the students out.
I mean, there were empty sections in Tuscaloosa in the student section.
Okay. Well, the people that buy season tickets, they got to buy that game, whether they want to come or not. And if we were playing a conference game, it would make a tremendous difference and would have a bearing on the outcome of the conference championship, the SEC championship, and the national championship.
Yeah.
Playing a conference team.
Coach Pat Dye is with us. Before we let you go, got a couple of minutes here. If Auburn is to win the Iron Bowl, what has got to happen? Give us some X's and O's from your viewpoint.
we can't turn it over, and we cannot give up big plays in the kicking game, and we got to contain hurt. I mean, Ben said we got to play good at the line of scrimmage on both sides, but Hurt is the he's the engine that runs the machine over there, and the critical downs he's the one that takes over a ball game late. And here's the reason why. He plays every snap, unless it's a blowout. But he plays every snap. But he's not as exhausted than what he does, and he's got the energy to make plays against a tired football team at the end of a game. And in other words, he could play quarterback and not even back to pass. And he's a great playmaker. He's a great competitor. And some kind of way we've got to contain him. If we don't contain him, then our chances of winning are going to be slim.
Well, as always, Coach, it's going to be a great event, and it's an electric atmosphere. I've been to a lot of stadiums in my day, but I've never been to one as loud and as electric as that 89 game, and it seems to almost match it. I don't think anything will ever come close to that game that day, but it is always an incredible atmosphere for the Iron Bowl at Jordan-Hare, and I believe it will be that way Saturday afternoon as well.
Well, we'll have to do our part to make it that way, and I don't expect anything less.
Coach, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Yep. We will talk Monday.
All right. Sounds good.
Good stuff from Coach Pat Dice. Let me get this straight. Watching expanded bowls, expanded playoff, nine conference games.
Mm-hmm.
How can two guys that seem to come across as so opposite come together on so many common issues? It's amazing.
The next time we have Coach Dye on, instead of playing War Eagle coming in, can we play Paula Abdul, Opposites Attract? That's got to be his new theme music. Because I'm sitting here thinking I'm taking crazy pills. Because John and Coach Dye are going, oh, yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, couldn't agree with you more.
Gotta
over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Game's got to be played. You know, back in 89, Barry, when all.